with the brawling 588. Please mark 588, which would be the song of encouragement following our lesson tonight. It won't be long tonight. I just want to share with us tonight some points on endurance. What does we need to take with us this week to be able to endure? That is to remain faithful, be thou faithful unto death. That is to have the fortitude through the power of the word of God that in spite of what we come against or who we come against, when we come against it, we will be able to be, as Paul told them in 1 Corinthians 15:58, to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. To be able to persevere. Don't quit. Keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Realize who we are. We are children of God. We are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors. And the first scripture that I want to go to this evening is found in the book of James. James chapter 1 and verse number 12. James says in James 1:12, he says, blessed is the man. Now, you know, we talked about this morning over in Galatians chapter 3 to be blessed. In verse 9, we must realize that we are remnants, or we are recipients of the blessing of Abraham in Genesis 12:1, that in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. We are recipients to be blessed because what we received when we were buried with him in the watery grave of baptism and was given the gift of the Holy Spirit. We were blessed when we made that decision whom we was going to serve. To realize that over in the book of John, 1 John 2:15, when the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. The love of the world is not of the Father. But we made that decision that we were going to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And because of that, brethren, we can say, we can truly say, that we are blessed. And because of that, James 1:12, he said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is proved, or when he is tried. Now let me put it this way. When we are solicited in spite of adversity around us. And the reason why I use it that way, because we as Christians are in this world, but we're not of this world. So when we live in this world, to be able to hold on to what he's saying here, to be blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when we prove. Thank God for the 66 books. Thank God for that perfect law of liberty. That because we understand, and I keep saying this repetitiously, the will of God, but this is the good word here. We know, jump back to verse 3 in James. He said, knowing this. See, when we know this, that in spite of adversity, in spite of the trials and the tribulation that we're going to go through, brother, we know this, that the trying of your faith, see, it works patient. That is, that we can be able to say, us well with our soul, or we can be steadfast or stand fast in the liberty, the freedom that we have in being children of God. Simply because of that one word this week, we need to hold on to, and we need to engrave it in our spiritual memoirs that in spite of what we go through, the adversity, the solicitation, the trial, the tribulation that we're going to face this week, you may face it tonight, that we can say, blessed is the man that endure, in spite of. The word that we need to hold on to is that we are blessed because the Bible says, based on the Lord had promised to them that love him. That's a promise, the immutability of God. God cannot lie. And brethren, that's a word that we need to hold on to as we travel the road this week. Wherever you may be, or whatever you're doing, or whatever job, or whatever it may be, realize that we are blessed Christians. And that we can do all things through Christ if we realize what he's saying here in James 1:12, blessed is the man that endures temptation. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Let me give you another word, if I could. Matthew 5 and 11 and 12. And I like this word here in Matthew 5, 11 and 12. Because, see, you know. This is a sign. This is a sign. This is what validates your spirituality. This is what proves who we are. Because see, when we are persecuted, based on the life that we live, the truth that's in us, the ministry that we are guided by the Spirit that calls us to seek you first, set your affection, offer your body as a living sacrifice. So when you look what Jesus is saying here in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5 and verse 11, it says, blessed are you that when men shall revile you. Think about it, brethren. This happens every day in our life for Christian's sake. For you enduring. For you having the fortitude, the perseverance, the patience, to be able to remain, to stay on the spirituality in spite of what the world say. That people will revile against you. Revile against you. Persecute you. And shall say all manner of evil. Have you been there before? Do you know what I'm talking about? Even though Jesus said these words a long, long time ago, can you see this in your life? Because we endure, because we are steadfast. I want to read it one more time because, see, some of us going to make it back Wednesday still spiritual. And some not. And we just got to be able to hold on. We got to be able to be steadfast. But we're still in this world, but we're not of this world. And that's the reason why Jesus was trying to teach them to see. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you. And falsely, underline that word. See, they're going to lie on you. They will lie on you. They will lie about you. Amen? And you may say, oh, Brother Lyles, you just preaching. No, that's not going to happen to me. Well, it's not going to happen to you if you're not blessed. Because if you're just like them, when you act just like them, when you don't hold on to truth, when your ministry is not guided by the Spirit, when you haven't made that choice whom you're going to serve, and you are not blessed. Because your righteousness has not been imputed through the righteousness of Abraham. Well, see, if you had never been there, well, this verse don't apply to you. Because why would they revile against you? Why would they persecute against you? Why would they falsely accuse you of anything when you're just like they are? But when people see a change, when they see that you have been transformed because you have humbled yourself and he have lifted you up above them. That's what James is talking about. When he talks about submit, resist, withdraw, so he can humble you, so he can lift you up to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. This is what's going to happen. Man, you need to be underlining this here because you're going to see it. And you're going to say, Brother Lyle, show is telling the truth. But look at verse 12. I like verse 12. Verse 12, he says, because we are blessed and because we endure temptation, because we got fortitude, because we got perseverance, because we are patient, because we've been tried, because we've been proved, and we passed the test. Verse 12, he says, rejoice. See, you sitting back laughing at them. You rejoicing, amen? And being exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they, the prophets. Now, that's 17, amen? See, you're not the first one. See, it goes back a long way, amen? You're not the first one. They reviled again, that they persecuted, that they falsely accused. Amen. Go back and read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Go back and read what happened. Go back and read all the apostles that died a marvelous death, except one. The apostle John, only one. That either was crucified, hung upside down, that they were martyred. But even the Apostle John, when you read the Revelation, that he was on the island of Patmos by the testimony of the Lord. And Cephas tell us that they literally had took John, literally had took him, and they took boiling tar. And they took him and dipped him in tar until he became so disfigured that they didn't even know who John was. For the testimony of the Lord. But Jesus says, I want you to see it again. They're going to revile against you. They're going to persecute us. And shall say. And guess what? It may come among your own family. Your own children, your own wife, your own husband, something like Job. You remember Job? Everybody turned their back against him because he endured. But again, here we go. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is reward in heaven, so persecuted they, the prophets, which were before you. Nothing new. And this week as we travel down King's Highway, remember that. See, when you've been reviled against, when you've been persecuted, when you've been lied upon, clink, clink, that's validation. Clink, clink, I got truth. Clink, clink, I'm holding on to that Holy Spirit that I got when I was immersed in the water grave of baptism. Clink, clink, I made that right choice. Amen. I choose to serve my God than to serve the world. That's the validation. Watch out for it this week. Look at it this week. I mean, you can see it every day. That's the reason why I'm preaching this sermon to us, so you can see that God's word is right. And then finally, let's go to 2 Timothy 4. We got to hold on to sound doctrine. Because see, you can't endure. You can't have fortitude. You can't have patience. You can't be proven correctly if you don't have the power of the word of God. It's called sound doctrine. And I'll say it again repetitiously, redundantly. See, until we begin to engrave the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul, to know beginning of bondage to numbering, to duros, the repeating of the law, the promise. See, until you begin to understand the 39, the 27, and the 66, to engrave sound doctrine, because it got to be something there in order for faith to work. Faith without works is dead. It's impossible to please God without faith. You got to have it. You can't get around it. You can't endure. You can't be blessed. Amen. Amen. So when you go to 2 Timothy 4, begin reading in verse number 1. I want to read the first four verses. I want you to see sound doctrine. See, a lot of times you think about sound doctrine, you talk about the whole church, but each and every one of us are accountable. Galatians 6:5, every man must bear his own what burden? To hold on to sound doctrine, amen. So when you go to 2 Timothy 4 and begin reading, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now watch this here. Preach the word. Now, when I say preach the word, well, allows you preach the word. No, not allows, but everybody here is responsible to preach the word by the life that you live. The best sermon that's ever going to be preached is not from the pulpit, but when people see Jesus in me and you. The best sermon that's going to be preached on your job when you make a decision that you're not going to be like everybody else, because you're not like everybody else. You are a Christian. And if anybody going to see Jesus, they got to see Jesus through me, because they can't see it through the world. So when you say preach the word, well, that's why allies, you're going to preach it Sunday. Well, allies, you're going to teach it Wednesday night. No, we got to preach it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because God is holding us accountable by the life that we live. What good is receiving that grafted word when you don't use it? What good is understanding? What good is knowing when you don't do anything with it? So he said, preach the word. I know a lot of times people say, well, that's the preacher's responsibility. That's why we hire a preacher. No, you're wrong. See, you got to preach the word by the life that you live to be blessed as the man to endure. To be able to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. When they revile against you, when they persecute you, when they falsely accuse you. See, that's what's going to keep you steadfast. When you preach the word. And a lot of times we do more harm, brethren, by being pretentiously, by being something that we say that we are not. We do more danger by pretending to be something that we are not. We hurt the church and we hurt what Christianity is all about, because we're not being good representatives of Jesus Christ. So he says, preach the word. He says, be instant in season. every Christian ought to be read to give a book, chapter, and verse to prove. Don't let nobody dog Jesus. Don't let nobody dog the church. Man, when we were growing up, man, if somebody said something about our mom and dad, those were fighting words. Y'all remember that? Man, you just didn't talk about mama. Y'all remember that? Man, we uphold mama name. And that's where it need to be about truth. The whole truth, man. Defend truth, amen. Don't back down from truth. Now, do it in love, but don't back down, amen. Too many times we miss them out around with people. I'm scared I'm going to hurt your feelings. I better not say that to you. I might not never get you to church. Well, you don't say it to them, they're going to go to hell, amen. No one's going to preach long. Y'all with me? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure. Don't we see it every day? They will not endure. People messing up from the pulpit to the back door. Because people don't want sound doctrine anymore. We've seen it here. We've seen people get mad. We've seen people argue. We've seen people leave. We've seen people get mad with one another, won't speak to you. Because of sound doctrine. That shouldn't be. Well, it's that way. When you don't endure, when you're not blessed, he says, for the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. This is what did it. They failed to make the right decision. Shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears? That is, they're going to preach what they want to hear. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure, that word again. Be steadfast, have fortitude, persevere. Affliction. Do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. So in closing, brethren, sisters, this week as we go out in the highways and the byways, as we travel the King's Highway, let's don't forget who we are. And realize what James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, and realize that there's going to be persecution, but hold on to sound doctrine, and all will be well with your soul. And there'll be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come right now as we stand and we sing.